Friday morning, time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Bills head into week 16 of the NFL season with a game on the road against the 11-3 Patriots. The Bills still alive in the playoff hunt. Before we get into the game, break it all down for us.
Well, we'll get into the most realistic scenarios for the final 2 weeks. Let's first take a look at the ramifications of the game at hand in New England. If the Bills somehow manage to win, it's likely that they'll control their own destiny for the postseason heading into the final week of the season. Far from hyperbole to say that if the Bills could put together an improbable win on the road on Christmas Eve, it would be the biggest win for the Bills in nearly 20 years. Mm. But since that's a monumental if and not all that likely, let's take a look around at the scenarios with a loss to New England. And there's quite a few, and most center around the Ravens, Titans, and Chargers tanking in the final 2 weeks with plenty of nuance and varied combined outcomes, of course. But I tried to at least just find one simple solution for a potential Bills playoff berth with a loss against the Patriots. And surprisingly, there's a simple yet challenging scenario.
Okay.
So if the Bills lose to New England, if the Colts beat the Ravens in Baltimore and the Jets beat the Chargers at home, the Bills would control their playoff destiny with a win over Miami in the final week.
Wow.
Regardless of what happens in any other game. So certainly a tough expectation, but if that happens, New Year's Eve could become a lot more exciting for Buffalo. If not, still a bunch of scenarios to get in, and the New Year's Eve excitement will become a lot clearer after the weekend.
Okay, well, it would be a lot simpler if the Bills didn't have to rely on ifs and buts. So what do they need to do to leave New England with an upset?
They need to take a long, long look at the game tape of the team they just beat, the Dolphins, who beat the Patriots the week before, and replicate it. In that game, the Dolphins forced Brady into 43 pass attempts, gave up just 233 yards passing, which is a very un-Brady-like performance. However, the Dolphins had a couple of distinct advantages. They had a consistently effective pass rush, which the Bills have lacked this season, and they didn't have to face Patriots' dirty tight end, Rob Gronkowski, who was coincidentally suspended for his ugly attack to the head and Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White. And every time I see a replay of that Gronkowski hit, it just infuriates me. And I can't help but think of the NHL player Todd Bertuzzi, who once did something similar to Steve Moore in slamming his head and neck to the ice, ending Moore's career, leaving him seriously injured. That could have happened to Tre'Davious White. If the NFL does care about player safety, Gronkowski's despicable dirty play needs to warrant a much harsher penalty. But make no mistake, his player absence makes a big difference for the Patriots' game plan. He's a mismatch week in, week out. And since he will be playing and the Patriots appear to be clicking once again after a road win against the Steelers, the Bills are going to need to figure out that pass rush puzzle, or it could be a long day now that Brady has all his weapons and plenty of time.
It sounds so daunting, but if the Bills are able to put together the perfect game plan, what would it look like? Expand on it.
All right. My opinion, the Bills' narrow path to victory just depends on a few things, a few players having standout performances in particular. First of all, this is the game for both Tyrod Taylor and LeSean McCoy to have their best ones of the season. The Patriots, they've been really uneven on defense this season. And for a guy like Taylor, this is a golden opportunity to prove to the league that he can find a way to exploit New England's weaknesses. That'll be a tall order, though, as the Bills' offense just managed 3 points against the Patriots only 3 weeks prior. Hopefully the Bills' coaching staff can adjust from that game tape. And on defense, the Bills have thrived off of turnovers and when they've won this season. And while I wouldn't count on sloppy play from the Patriots, this is why they play the game, and it's a great opportunity for Bills' safety Micah Hyde and rookie DB Tre'Davious White to step up and force Brady into some bad decisions. Again, bears repeating because it's so important. The Bills' chances could be bolstered just dramatically if that pass rush does step up. They had one of their best performances of the season last week, so perhaps they can rise to the occasion against the odds. Sum it all up, a lot needs to go right for the Bills. Actually, I guess pretty much everything needs to go right for the Bills. But who knows? Maybe just maybe they have that Christmas Eve miracle in them in an unexpectedly fun season.
Yes, why can't, just for one Christmas, for this Bills fan, Canada,
you,
go
Jay.
Right for me? Okay, all right, very good. Matt Sabuda, have a happy holiday, and thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Happy holiday to you, too.